Technology moves the real estate industry in a new direction. The importance of technology. Introduction. Technology has propelled many industries in new directions. For example, modern travel revolves around getting on the internet and price checking between Expedia and other discounters who advertise fiercely on television. Companies such as OOBR and Lyft have created competition within the transportation industry, taking business away from traditional cab companies. Websites and apps such as X, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, along with text messaging, have essentially replaced traditional communication over landlines. Recent studies show that most home searches begin with the consumer going online and searching by themselves. They can map the area, price compare, get school district information, and acquire other important data, all with an internet search. MLS systems syndicate their data to companies like Redfin, Trulia, Zillow, and Realtor.com that compile the MLS listings into one searchable, user-friendly website or app for consumers. Given that 95% of buyers use online services, around 40% of whom start their home search online, this has obviously been a game changer in the real estate arena. Redfin is a real estate site with a large following, more than 20 million visitors per month, that offers brick and mortarless real estate services. What does this mean exactly? Redfin combines online search tools which buyers can use to view listings and picture galleries, as well as take virtual tours of properties from the comfort of their own living rooms, with real agents in the field who are ready to meet with buyers as soon as they want to view a home in person. Redfin is largely buyer-focused, capturing buyers who view their listings and then passing out the leads to their own Redfin agents who are employees of the brokerage rather than independent contractors. The company has found a successful way to keep the leads in-house by offering an online venue for buyers to search for their dream home and a human component to personalize the experience. Buyers are pleased because the agent's commissions are lower due to their employee status at the brokerage. Zillow, Trulia, and Listing Services. Zillow and True. Lear are similar yet different sites that offer consumers and agents access to many services and home and market data. Zillow, for example, obtains its data from MLS systems, FSBOs, builders, brokers, and franchises, so that consumers and agents can gain access to listings that might not be on the local MLS. Consumers who begin their home searches on Trulia can search for listings by zip code, view photo galleries and virtual walkthroughs, access crime statistics, research area restaurants and shopping, calculate commute time, and determine monthly mortgage payments. Buyers can also get pre-qualified for a mortgage. Both sites link to informative blogs geared toward potential home buyers and sellers. Zillow and Trulia both allow FSBOs to post their properties to the sites, giving them a much wider market exposure than was possible before, coupled with the ability to track their leads. Buyers and sellers also have an option to find an agent. Realtor.com is based almost entirely on MLS data from around the country, so it is touted as the most up-to-date app. Like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com provides links for both realtors and consumers, real estate-related blogs, relevant news and articles, and the ubiquitous property search function that can be tailored according to search criteria. Agents can make technology work for them instead of against them. Some agents choose to subscribe to syndicated sites and purchase leads through them, hoping to increase their revenue. However, remember that the most current data is the data on your MLS. Agents can use their MLS to pull expired listings or search for leases that will be expiring. and market to them, focusing on those buyers looking for a certain price point lease. Brokerages like Redfin have taken control of the process by keeping everything in-house while offering online search and services comparable to Zillow and Trulia. Many agents love to use the real estate aggregator ListHub, one of the leading real estate players in the game. ListHub is like a super freeway of real estate traffic that many large brokerages choose to travel daily, connecting to publishers like Homes.com and Realtor.com, as well as several MLS systems. If ListHub is the freeway and market data is the traffic, the user is the transit authority that can route the traffic in any direction. Brokers and agents can use ListHub reports for data and metrics to guide their marketing campaigns. ListHub allows users to compare sites like Realtor.com and Zillow and Homes.com metrics. Artificial intelligence. What is AI? The concept of artificial intelligence, AI, at its most basic, is a way of describing intelligence exhibited by machines. But what we really mean when we say artificial intelligence, or AI, is a machine or program that replicates human thought processes or actions. At its core, however, AI is far more complex, and the definition of what constitutes AI and what does not constantly changes as we learn more about machines and make them increasingly capable of sophisticated tasks. AI capabilities. In today's world of Siri, Alexa, and Cortana, AI is constituted by one or more of the following capabilities. Understanding human speech. Competing in complex strategic game systems, such as chess. Operating complex machinery, think self-driving cars. Interpreting and analyzing complex data sets. But what does this really mean? AI was described in 1956 thusly by a group of Dartmouth Summer Workshop participants. Human intelligence can be so precisely described that a machine can be made to simulate it. We see with this concept that AI, fundamentally, is intended to simulate human thought and action, but the human brain is a complex organ and one that scientists still do not fully comprehend. What this means from a research and development perspective is that our understanding of what constitutes human intelligence is still growing. Thus, our understanding of what must constitute AI changes accordingly. Evidence of this can be seen in the increasing sophistication of AI and AI-like programs available to consumers and professionals. AI in action. We see AI in use more and more in our daily lives. People have been asking Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa to play music for years. Siri has the ability to answer questions, perform user-directed searches, and other tasks. What makes Siri and other voice interactive? AI platforms like it unique is their ability to learn from the user. Bots are another prime example of AI we encounter almost every day. Bots are generally described as any software that automates tasks typically performed by humans. In relation to Facebook, specifically the Facebook Messenger platform, bots can be used to understand conversational language and learn from their interactions with the humans they exchange messages with. While bots are a very simplistic form of AI, their recent prevalence is an indicator that more programs and machines are being created to perform activities that their human counterparts do not have the time to engage in. This can mean any number of things in a given application. For example, 1-800-Flowers implemented a bot that allows a Facebook user to message the 1-800-Flowers Facebook page, order flowers, have them shipped, and tender payment. All of this takes place with a human user interacting with a programmatic intelligence. Artificial intelligence in real estate. Users of AI in real estate. AI has the potential to transform many aspects of the real estate industry, from property valuation and search to property management and smart homes. As AI technology continues to evolve, we can expect to see more innovative uses of AI in the real estate industry. Below are just a few of the possible uses of AI in the real estate industry. Property valuation. One of the most promising uses of AI in real estate is in property valuation. AI can analyze large amounts of data, such as historical property sales and market trends, to generate accurate property valuations. This can help real estate professionals and homeowners make more informed decisions about buying and selling property. Companies such as Zillow and Trulia use AI to provide property value calculations based on a number of points of available data, but they are not the only companies to do so. Services like House Canary, QuantAirIAM, and Revalue8 are innovating property valuation services through the use of artificial intelligence, giving agents unprecedented access to hard valuation data to assist their clients in making informed decisions whether buying or selling. Property search. AI can also be used to help buyers and renters find the perfect property. AI-powered property search engines can analyze buyer preferences and search criteria to recommend properties that match their needs. This can save buyers and renters time and help them find properties that they might not have otherwise discovered. By utilizing machine learning algorithms to analyze buyer preferences, companies such as Redfin, Trulia, Zillow, and others are able to offer more and more robust property search services to interested parties who want to find a property quickly and efficiently, shortening the search process considerably. Property management. AI can also be used to help property managers and landlords manage their properties more efficiently. AI can analyze tenant data, such as rent payments and maintenance requests, to identify patterns and predict future behavior. This can help property managers identify and address issues before they become bigger problems. Services such as BuildIAM, AppFolio, and Zen place automate many day-to-day property management tasks through the use of AI, including rent collection, maintenance requests and responses, and the data collection associated with these services is used to analyze tenant behavior and property condition trends. Platforms such as HappyCo and Home 365 focus on inspection and maintenance data to improve condition and repair processes and data collection. All of these services can be utilized by the property manager to save time and improve efficiency, allowing them to focus on strategic tasks for their properties. Predictive analytics. AI can also be used for predictive analytics, which can help real estate professionals anticipate trends and make better decisions. For example, AI can analyze market trends and predict which neighborhoods are likely to experience growth in the coming years. This can help real estate investors make better investment decisions and generate higher returns. AI products that focus on predictive analytics in real estate, such as Adam Data Solutions, House Canary, Sherry, and RealPage, all use data collection and machine learning algorithms to analyze various property types, single and multifamily residential, commercial, and provide insights into future market trends and potential risks. Chatbots. AI-powered chatbots can also be used to provide customer service to real estate clients. Chatbots can answer common questions, provide property recommendations, and even schedule property showings. This can save real estate professionals time and allow them to focus on more complex tasks. The use of chatbots not only in real estate, but in a host of other industries, has become very prevalent since their inception, streamlining customer service and interface. Smart homes. AI can also be used to create smart homes that are more energy efficient and user-friendly. AI-powered home automation systems can learn user preferences and adjust lighting, temperature, and other settings accordingly. This can make homes more comfortable and reduce energy consumption. Systems like voice-activated assistants, smart thermostats, smart lighting, home security systems, and energy management systems are used to provide homeowners with greater control and automation of household devices, creating a more personalized and efficient living experience. The future is up in the air. Using drones. The introduction of drones for commercial use has changed the way many agents approach photography for marketing materials. Drones allow potential buyers to view a property from a perspective that heretofore was not possible without the aid of a helicopter or a private plane. Drones can hover several feet into the air to snap photos and videos of a property from above, enabling buyers to see the improvements and the lot. Aerial shots can encompass the property's front, back, and sides, showing off that sparkling blue pool or majestic view to its fullest potential. This aerial perspective is especially attractive for land sales that are usually difficult to photograph. Imagine drone images taken of a high-rise. Agents can upload drone videos to YouTube and social media for marketing. Do not send a drone up to take photographs and videos on excessively windy or stormy days. Drone photography is strongly dependent upon weather, so choose a calm and clear day and take each shot and video 2 to 3 times just in case. Drones can also fly through interior spaces. Some agents find that drones work particularly well for shooting spaces that are small and cramped. Drones can create some stunning virtual tours by moving through each room of a property in much the same way that a prospective buyer would do. High-quality drone video tours can and will change the way that people tour homes. Since more and more buyers begin their property search online, virtual property tours are becoming more popular and, in some cases, are reducing the number of walkthroughs that buyers request for a property, saving you and your clients time. Professional quality drones are still on the pricey side. Not to mention, there is a learning curve and federal regulations that apply. Agents must consider whether it is more cost-effective for them to hire a professional photographer/drone enthusiast to take the shots instead. Interested in drones? Brokers and agents interested in using drones for property photography should visit NAR's website for more information and contact Champion School of Real Estate to inquire about our drone pilot roof inspection continuing education package. Technology evolves so rapidly that many apps and programs will already be obsolete by the time you read this. So brokers and agents must stay current on the variety of devices and applications available. Take the time to decide which tech works best for you and your team, but do not let technology get too far ahead of you. Young clients grew up with technology and will expect the agents who represent them to be tech savvy. Data management trends. Google Analytics. Analytics have become increasingly vital in today's digital marketplace, with more and more consumers utilizing the internet and mobile apps. It has become necessary for companies to collect, track, and measure digital data to gain valuable insight into the customer's world. In this consumer-driven real estate industry, what does the customer want? And when does the customer want it? Are questions that Google Analytics and other similar programs are trying to answer. Brokerages can employ Google Analytics or analytics software to improve consumer engagement, promote website content, perform market research, analyze data for insight into consumer behavior, manage tags, code embedded into the site that allows third-party tracking, analysis, and more. Personalize the customer experience and run reports based on collected analytics data. Analytics is invaluable for designing marketing campaigns and gaining insight into consumer buying patterns and behaviors. Large, well-known companies have utilized analytics to their advantage, leveraging technology for their benefit. Analytics is a trend with staying power, especially for real estate sales. If your brokerage is not currently using Google Analytics or another equally powerful analytics software, then you should begin planning and budgeting for its integration soon. Agents will naturally gravitate toward brokerage firms that provide the latest and the most innovative technology. Database management, gone paperless, becoming more agile and flexible. Real estate agents are more mobile now than ever. Technology allows agents to work from literally any location they prefer. Back in 2011, Inman Next interviewed real estate agents making more than $100,000 a year. One of the survey questions asked how frequently they went to the real estate office. An impressive 92% of these agents went to the office less than 15 hours a month, while 48% had reported never attending any office meeting. These are pretty telling statistics from a decade-old survey. The days of the large real estate office with agents sitting in the bullpen, making phone calls and waiting for incoming calls are nearly over, if not already completely gone. During the 1970s, corporations allocated 300 to 500 square feet of office space to an employee. Today, most companies allocate 300 and under for an office, and even less for open area workstations. The shift to work from home necessitated by COVID has affected how many businesses view their brick and mortar locations. Many office footprints continue to shrink, while others grew to allow for social distancing between employee workspaces. Telecommuting is not going anywhere, and many workers will continue to work from home at least part of the work week. Some brokerage models now show no agent space at all. The entire agent side of the real estate company operates entirely in the cloud. The importance of the cloud. Unlike hard drives and other on-site storage systems, cloud storage is flexible. Suppose users approach the limits of their storage capacity. In that case, they can purchase more from the host instead of purchasing new servers and transferring files. Businesses only have to purchase as much capacity as they need. To facilitate a more mobile office model, many brokerages have gone paperless. Agents save their transactional agreements, emails, communication logs, and other required documentation to the cloud. Today, there are many available options for cloud storage. Not only can agents store and access documents, but they can share information with their clients and other agents with their phones and other smart devices. The list of cloud solutions available grows constantly, and the ease of use and capability of cloud storage products continues to grow. Many cloud products may offer limited free service. Dropbox, for example, allows for 2 gigabytes of free space through Dropbox Basic. A yearly subscription is required for increased storage space. Choosing a product is mostly by personal preference. Ask friends and colleagues about their experiences with products like Microsoft, OneDrive, Google Drive, and Dropbox. Cloud storage products. Microsoft, OneDrive. Microsoft OneDrive is a popular file hosting service with a well-known name. Many businesses worldwide already use the Microsoft suite of products to connect their offices, making it easier to share Word, Excel, and PowerPoint files securely across the web, mobile, and desktop apps. OneDrive for Business allows users to access, share, and collaborate on all of their files from anywhere. If they do not have an online connection, they can still access their documents offline, and any edits users make will sync the next time they connect. OneDrive features include document scanning, online photo storage, online cloud storage, personal vault for copies of sensitive files, and PC folder backup. Evernote is another app that helps organize and store notes and manage tasks for business or personal use. A significant player in note-taking tech, Evernote allows busy agents to take notes about a property during a listing presentation or while on the phone with a potential buyer. Agents can organize those notes for later use. They can even add images, audio, and documents to their notes. Google Drive. Google has come a long way since its inception in the late 90s as a search engine. Quickly angling out its competition, Yahoo and Netscape, Google became the dominant search engine in the US. In addition to Google Search's popularity, Google now offers a variety of free apps and a suite of services for busy professionals, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Docs, Google Maps, Google Analytics, and Google Drive. Google Drive is a file hosting service used by millions of people to store and back up their files in the cloud. Users can synchronize their files for access by multiple devices and create, collaborate, and share files with others. Google Drive is especially popular because users can easily access and share files from smartphones and tablets. Busy real estate agents in the field enjoy the ease of real-time team collaboration with Google Drive. Storage space on Google Drive is free up to a certain size, with other cloud storage plans available for purchase. Google Drive is secure and encrypted, so files stay safe no matter which device you use for access. Real estate agents find the scan feature of Google Drive particularly helpful. They can scan their paper documents like receipts and contracts, and Drive will automatically store them as PDFs. Dropbox. Another popular file hosting service is Dropbox. Released in 2007, Dropbox provides ease of access and collaboration on stored files. Like Google Drive, Dropbox is a safe mobile solution for storing and accessing important data. Large and small companies are migrating data to cloud storage, like Dropbox, to store and share files for their teams instead of maintaining costly file servers. Dropbox is compatible with multiple operating systems, including Android, iOS, Linux, Mac OS, Microsoft Windows, and Windows Phone. Users can log into the web interface or download mobile and computer apps for their laptops, tablets, and smartphones. Dropbox gives users a limited amount of free space. Anything over that amount requires purchase. Files are secured using advanced encryption methods. Busy mobile agents like Dropbox because they appreciate easy access by any of their devices. Which cloud-based storage should I use? There are numerous file hosting services available at all price points. Depending on the size of your files and your storage needs, there is a service that will accommodate you. Each company or agent should review their current storage needs and budget for file storage to determine if cloud storage is the right solution for them. Data theft prevention. Precautions you should take. Small businesses have to be prudent about their data protection. Data hackers tend to target large businesses, but can find confidential information they can use within the cyber vaults of all size businesses. The following are some precautions to take to maintain a sense of theft awareness within a small company. Limit personnel with access. Limit the number of personnel with administrative privileges. Access should be limited to key personnel, including IT staff. Require the signing of confidentiality agreements. Require personnel with access to confidential information to sign a confidentiality agreement. The IT staff or contractor you use should sign a strict confidentiality agreement. Use safe and secure passwords. Passwords should be complex, not a birthday, anniversary date, or other easy-to-guess combinations. Change passwords every 90 days. Never leave passwords on post. It notes or inside a desk drawer for someone to find. Many employees do this out of convenience. However, access to confidential information is a temptation some cannot resist. Enable two-factor authentication. Opt for two-factor authentication wherever possible. Getting a text to verify your identity every time you log in adds an extra layer of protection for your accounts. Use chip card readers for identity protection. Chip card readers to protect customers' credit card information. If a vendor does not use a chip card reader, it could be financially liable for fraudulent charges. Always backup. Data. Using an outside company for data storage and backups can be a viable solution for keeping data stored safely. Wipe devices when they're no longer in use. When transitioning from an old computer to a new computer, wipe the data clean before discarding the old computer. Use a reliable company for this process. Change passwords when others access your accounts. After IT personnel works on a user's computer, the user should change his/her password right away. Know how smart applications function. Be aware of smart appliances such as Siri, Amazon Alexa, and Google Home. Voice-activated devices are always listening. Even your smart fridge or vacuum can be a security risk. Create tailored security policies to your small company's needs. Could your small business be at risk for a compromise of network security? Although hackers seem to be interested in larger companies, a small business's data is also vulnerable. Any business with sensitive customer and employee information should incorporate policies and procedures to ensure the safe handling of confidential information and keep it out of the hands of hackers. The accuracy of listings in the MLS. There are hundreds of MLS systems in this country. While most are owned and operated by an association of realtors, some are owned by brokerages. All are private databases that require members to pay a fee for access to MLS data, which can include demographics, statistics, tax information, and of course area listings. Not all MLSs are created equal. Some systems have embraced technology and the collection and sharing of information. Other MLSs, however, protect their local data to stave off the competition. Today, the conversation is whether the industry should eliminate local MLSs in favor of a national, inclusive platform with wider access to brokers who are not realtors. Real estate companies like Zillow and True, Elia collect much of the information on MLSs and make the listings available to the public. The online multiple listing services and the syndicated listing services provide real-time information to consumers about much more than new listings. Whether an interested buyer is using an association MLS website or a site like Zillow or Yahoo Real Estate, he or she can now view listings as soon as they enter the market. The buyer no longer needs to wait for the agent to research available properties. The buyer has immediate access to listings. Entering info into the MLS, unless otherwise instructed by the client, listing agreements, especially exclusive right to sell agreements, prescribe the number of days an agent has to enter the listing into the MLS. Data in the MLS must be accurate and up to date to be used for CMAs by agents and appraisers. Brokers and agents are not required to be members of the MLS, but most of them find it extremely difficult to operate without access to the market data that the MLS provides. While there is no national standardization of data, most MLSs have stringent rules governing how and when members enter information into the database. Broker members and any of their authorized agents or employees may enter listings into their MLS, the need for accurate information is so substantial that an MLS can fine its participants for entering incorrect or misleading information. MLSs can also charge their participants for failing to enter a listing in a timely manner. This depends on the time limit enforced by the MLS or the specified time frame from the listing agreement. The agent and the seller must negotiate a definite beginning and ending date for the agreement. Many MLS systems are not responsible for the accuracy of the information they publish. The information is submitted by the MLS participants, such as listing brokers. Internet Data Exchange, IDX, allows brokers to authorize electronic display of their listings by other MLS subscribers. Most MLS systems transmit listings to the internet as well, such as local newspapers' websites and real estate aggregator sites like Realtor.com.